The story really, I saw it. This is online from the Detroit Free Press. Okay, it's a fun-looking story. But I must say that selfishly, because of morning team member interests, the story became more intriguing to me. And it has to do, this is a story from Susan Salasky, again, online in the Detroit Free Press I saw, where apparently the Free Press is going to start tracking and comparing prices of some grocery store items over the next few months. As the Free Press writes, Americans are feeling a big pinch at grocery stores. Prices for everything from ground beef to bacon to cereal have increased for the past several months, taking a bite out of consumers' wallets.
If you can find it on the shelves.
Well, they mentioned that. They talk about some things. They mentioned toilet paper and paper towels that in some stores you can find, other stores you can't, and prices are up in those kinds of stores.
It's always odd, too, what you can or cannot find.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, for some reason, I couldn't find French dressing. Really? Really? Okay. And that was odd. I don't know. But you know, everything else, I was like, oh, yeah, no problems finding everything else. But it's like, really? French dressing. Okay.
I'm still intrigued by some of the pet food shortages I see.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 Well, in this article, it references about a national brand of bacon averaging nearly 10 pounds for a one-pound package, or $10 for a one-pound package. Mm. The Free Press calls it a new world of grocery store shopping where consumers are stunned at increasingly higher prices, supply snarls leading to shortages, checkout lines that are longer. So the Free Press is wanting to help out, so they're sending out staffers to shop at stores in the Detroit area. And again, they're going to track prices, as they say here, of a market basket of goods.
Oh, so a specific list.
They're going to they're going to check specific lists, 13 items at local stores, to determine what might be climbing the fastest, as well as who has the best deals. And the Free Press plans to do this, it says here, for the next few months, as higher prices are expected to stick around a while. The grocery list, the Free Press says, is a baker's dozen, 13, of items that include a mix of store brands and national brands. Okay, fine. So here are the lists of items. And again, with your morning team interests here we're talking about, this is what intrigued me. Let's see, Aunt Millie's whole wheat bread, Oscar Mayer bacon, bananas, store brand eggs, Del Monte canned cut green beans, so again, store brands, national brands, Smucker's strawberry jelly, Iceberg lettuce, Land O'Lakes butter, Triscuits, Cheerios, ground beef, store brand, Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its. Okay. They're going to be checking Cheez-Its.
All right.
I thought you'd appreciate that one. Now, it doesn't say what type of Cheez-Its, because there are different varieties.
There are several.
No, because you like the whole grain, don't you?
I go for the whole grain. I am a healthy person, so okay. I go for the whole grain.
So when I do Cheez-Its, I just do the regular flavored, no-fat-free or anything like that.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Don't do that. And whole milk. Well, I'm tracking that, I got to tell you.
Yeah, Charlie drinks a lot of that.
I need to buy myself a cow is what I need. But yeah, there you go. So the Free Press is going to track that. So I thought, well, with the interest at least of two of the items, I don't know if any of those other items might intrigue you, Dave Maurer, that we mentioned.
Not specifically.
Okay, nothing specific.
Two things for me. Well, the Cheez-Its are one. Now, I'm still able to go to the store I visit and buy two boxes for $5. So I haven't had any
issues.
Deal? Yep. Yeah, issues there. That has not changed. However, the Smucker's jelly, I'd like to, I want them to chart that.
Okay, so we've got two things.
I like my PB&J, so yeah.
Expand the list. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. That's the Free Press. Periodically, Free Press says we'll check out items, these items, as well as other items that are not on the list if there could be a high demand for some other items or shortages being talked about. And listeners can offer input, too.
Frozen pizzas.
Ah, well.
Wish they'd put that on the list.
You can email food@freepress.com, and you can suggest that they could do frozen pizzas for you. That's an interesting list. Everything from the ground beef to the bananas to the eggs to the Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Okay. And Triscuits.
A Triscuit. I don't know. I guess people buy the Triscuits. They're always there, but not one of my favorites. But I understand.
I haven't had a Triscuit in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have cheese with it, right? You just can't eat a Triscuit. You have to have something to go with it.
Nothing against Triscuits, but usually you want to put something on it
Yeah.
in order to add to the flavor.
Yeah. Precisely.
Doll it up. Dress it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly right. Maybe some Smucker's jelly on it.
Maybe. Yeah,
there you go.
Anyway, I just thought it was fun. So we'll track this and see what the Free Press comes up with. So at least our Cheez-Its and our milk
yes.
is properly handled.